So one of the things that has stood out for me over this cycle is that about the Lord's power being misunderstood. Of course, it's misunderstood when we seem to enter into a difficult state through engaging with the text. But something that just helped me over the session was wherever reading about the Lord's power or Jehovah's power or Jehovah says this or does that, particularly in this series here, is just swapping out the term Jehovah with the term love. And that transforms the text. Well, did it transform my reading of it? Like, rather than thinking Jehovah in terms of a person doing something, just thinking about the process of love enacting what it needs to in order to bring about conjunction gives a whole different sense of meaning to what's being described here. So again, you know, just encourage folk to feel free to play with the text a bit, use these interchangeable terms, because that can just shift the point of focus and give a different dimension of meaning. You know, it comes back to this idea of as soon as ideas of person, place, time and space come in, it shuts the mind down because you move away from thinking in terms of state. And it's thinking in terms of state is where the internal sense of the word, that's what it's designed for. So even in, 7541, with the good who are uplifted into heaven, evils are successively separated, and the good are filled with goods according to the faculty of reception acquired in the world. So if you throw in state, good states, rather than thinking of good people versus evil people, think in terms of good states versus evil states. And then it becomes much clearer as to it being a process that we are engaged in. You know, it's happening all the time. This happens every time. Every time we go through trying to apply something from the word, there are those things that are uplifted toward heaven, and more of what held that back is dropping off, and what is descending back into its place in hell. There are no goods and truths associated with it, so it becomes more and more obvious as to its quality. And again, it's about thinking about heaven and hell not as places, but as states.